Welcome to the Gathering Podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville, Arkansas. My name is Ken Weatherford, the Director of Worship Arts here at the church, and as always, it's great to be with you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of our weekly sermon podcast and ask that you would do us a favor and please share this with your friends and family on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us at www.fumcbentonville.org or by searching FUMC Gathering Podcast on iTunes.
Today we focus on the 11th verse of the 6th chapter. Give us this day our daily bread. And as Reverend Sarah and I were discussing what we wanted to accomplish, the thought kept coming to mind for me, what is our daily bread? And as I thought through that daily bread, I was having different perspectives than Sarah, because we all come to different conclusions. I kept coming back to finding ways to be positive. And Sarah would say, no, you're missing it. No, you're missing it. And turns out she has a real hang-up with the power of positivity. I would say positivity without even thinking about it, and she stopped me. She said that word again, Eric.
No, that's right. Wrong word.
And she has a really excellent explanation, because far too long we've been told, just be positive. Mm-hmm. Will yourself to be positive. Bad things happen. Be positive. Mm-hmm. And we can't. But what we can do is we can learn to pay attention to the way God is existing all around us, the way God is gifting us. We can learn to pay attention, right, to the daily blessings, the daily bread that is all around us.
Yes. Because when you talk about positive, what you're saying is, I'm willing myself to be positive. But if you say, I'm going to see God in this, it takes it out of the will and it puts it into God. So this is what we're all about in seeing. We're seeing God in different things. And in seeing God, we become positive.
So what the path to this becoming grateful, I think, is where we settle.
Yes.
On. The path to experiencing God in this way is learning how to pay attention. Now, I have a real problem here. My good friend Jason Ray in the back, he's an FBI agent. He pays attention to everything. He sees everything. I walk in here this morning. I'm talking to Bill Fernandez. It's just the two of us in here. Bill's our drummer, if you don't know Bill. And Bill, stand up. I'm having people stand up today. Yay. No. Stand up. Bill is not wearing a beard. Bill has had a beard as long as I've known him. He walks in today. I talked to him for a good 5 or 6 minutes. You can sit down now.
Once you notice that he has no beard, then he can sit down.
Yes. The rest of the band comes in. Bill, what happened to you?
You didn't notice.
And I'm like, what? I don't pay attention.
No, you don't.
6 years ago, I'm helping lead the Tuesday night dinner. Uh-huh. And I was in the kitchen talking to David Ruhr, who's associate pastor here at the time. And we were just in the way, completely, uh-huh, utterly in the way. Uh-huh. And the next day, Sarah pulls us aside. She had made little name tags for us. Uh-huh. And I don't remember what they said, but I remember the event. And she pinned them to us. And it said something like, I will pay attention. And it hasn't helped. I'm not wired that way, but I am wired to see God in everything, mm-hmm, but it just naturally happens. So tell us an example of how you have learned to pay attention.
Oh, well, many, many, many things. Several years ago when I was over in Batesville, what really got to me was, do you know how in Walmart there are banks, the little banks that are in there in the big parking lots? And where we lived, we came down and we would bank in this one particular place. Well, I was there that day and it was a very windy day, and I took my check, you know, they put out that little drawer I put my check in it, and the wind blew it out. Well, the woman said, well, can you please go and pick that up? I said, well, of course I can. Only one thought, opened the door, stepped out to get the check. Only one thing I forgot, put my car in park. And there goes my car. Because it's got a little ramp there. And, of course, now I'm Superwoman. You know, I think I can stop an SUV. A rolling SUV. And so I hold it like this. And guess what? I cannot stop a rolling SUV. But anyway, there it goes. And so it goes down. And I thought, and it was rolling over across the parking lot. And I said, oh, good. There's a, you know, when those lamp poles are there. And I said, oh, that's okay. It'll hit the lamp pole. I have good insurance. This is good. Okay, it'll hit the lamp pole. Did it hit the lamp pole? No, it went around the lamp pole. Now, you realize this whole time I'm running after this car with the check in my hand. I'm going, stop, stop. And so the car goes around, and it was going to hit a truck, you know, a parked truck. I thought, well, that's okay. You know, again, I have good insurance. So I thought, just a little bump. Did it hit the truck? Stop. No, it didn't. And so, you know, one of those roads that goes around? Well, there goes my car right across that road. And there's a car coming this way. And I'm screaming and yelling with the check in my hand. I'm screaming and yelling, stop, stop, stop. And I don't know whether I was talking to the car or I was talking to the people that were coming, but neither one of them stopped. But it got to the area where that little kind of median thing, and it had rained, thank heavens, and so it was muddy. And I thought, well, it'll hit that and stop. It didn't. It just bounced over it. But it was getting clogged in the mud, which was good, because by this time I caught up with it. I did. I still think I can hold on to it, sliding in the mud with the check in my hand, but sliding in the mud. I thought, idiot, get in there, put the brake on. So I jumped in, put the brake on, stopped the car about a foot from a highway with cars going, shoo, 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 shoo. Mm-hmm. This man came up and he said, are you okay? I said, no. He said, would you like some water? I said, yes. Well, all this started because why? That's exactly right. That is exactly right. I did not pay attention to what was happening. I did not put my car in park.
So we have a real serious issue here. If we don't pay attention.
That's right.
All kinds of bad things can happen.
That's exactly right.
You have a little exercise for us this morning. You need a volunteer, right?
I do. Because one of the things about learning focus is how do we see? How do we see? What do we focus on? And I wanted to have a volunteer come up. And because it's the way we are, I do need a tall person. Can I have a tall person come up that is a volunteer? And his name is Doug, that's volunteering. Thank you, Doug. Okay, now I need you to stand like this, okay. Doug. Okay, I need to put this hand up here. Okay, just put this hand back here someplace. Okay, now this side of the room, I want you to tell me what you see. Hand on his heart, okay. Can you see that? No, you can't see it. Okay, what else? What else do you see?
He's smiling.
He's good, good. He's smiling. Okay.
That's unusual.
Says his wife. Okay, what else do y'all see? Good. He's standing still. Got his ring on his finger. What? You can see his hand. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, very good, very good. Now, this side of the room.
There's
His hand is in the back. That's true. What else do you all see? I'm sorry? He has a fist. You got a fist. You got a fist back there. Okay. What else do you see?
His hand's turned.
His head's turned. Okay. What else?
Doug, do you want to know what they said?
Okay. Now I want you to turn around. Do you all see anything different?
His hand is in the front.
His hand is in the front. Right. These differences. Okay, and turn around again. But a lot of you all haven't. I think I'll just keep turning you around. Do you get dizzy?
Nope, I don't get dizzy.
Oh, good. I do. So I think I'll stop you right here. No, here. Let me stop you right here. Okay. But there are a lot of things you've told me about that. Not one person said anything about what? It's what? Blue plaid shirt. Okay. What else? His beard. Okay. His name tag. His legs. Good. His what?
Back here.
His pants. What color are his pants? Tan. Okay.
And sweetheart, what's your...
What? Honey, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
He has a nose.
Oh, yes, he does. He has a nose. That's exactly right. He has a nose. Does he have ears?
Yes.
Yes. Does he have a mouth?
Yes.
Yes, and a beard and all that. Okay. Did you and you can see his eyes. You're so good. You see, we don't see until we look. We don't see until we focus. Had you all even thought about him having on a plaid shirt before?
I did.
When you met him? Well, I hope you did. You probably dressed him this morning.
He dressed himself, but I thought, I like that shirt.
But, I mean, the rest of you, had you even noticed that he had on a plaid shirt this morning? Did you notice he had on tan pants, khaki pants? I mean, no, before. Before, when you first met him this morning, did you notice that? Or is it only when we see, when we focus on things, that they come into being? Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Let's give Doug a hand.
One of the really powerful aspects of focusing on God in our lives that we talked about last week was that prayer so often for us is simply words. But when we learn to see, it becomes physical.
Yeah.
That when we start to be grateful and we start to recognize God all around us, that recognizing God is a physical act of prayer. And the opposite of that, not recognizing God, is a way of separating ourselves from God. Which, by the classic Hebrew definition, separating ourselves from God is sin.
Yes.
You have another wonderful story from the book.
Yeah. Can we put that book up? Have we got that? And Van Camp's, And Voss Camp. I don't know if you all have seen this, 1,000 Gifts. It was a life-changing book for me. And it really is. She talks about the fall, you know, in Genesis, the fall, when we have separated ourselves from God. And, you know, God said, in Genesis, it says there was this wonderful, wonderful paradise that he created where we were in communion with God. And then, as the narrative said, the snake came in, you eat of this apple, and then your eyes are opened to the tree of good and evil. I thought, well, okay, so we've been separated from God. But she says, why? Why was this act an act of separation? We disobeyed God, yes. But But what was more, it was our ingratitude. Now think about that. We were not grateful to God for what God had put around. We wanted more. We wanted this. We wanted that. We wanted to see more. We wanted to see that. And she says, and we ate of this, and our eyes were opened. Our eyes were opened to pain, to viciousness, to hate, to evil, all because we were not grateful. Listen to that. We were not grateful to God for what God had given us. So how do we become grateful now? Because I want a full life. Do you all want a full life? Do you want? I mean, isn't this what God promises us? I came that you may have abundant life. How often do we feel that way, though? Do we really feel that we live in that abundant life? Well, she has a method, and it is a method. It's, in fact, it's just wonderful. She says every morning when you get up, you write down what you're grateful to God for. Now, this will come about in, oh, I'm grateful for my husband, my da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it says, no, it's what you see. What do you see? And you say thank you to God for what you see. I don't know about you all, but I have deep anxiety, a complex, or whatever you'd call it. And sometimes, especially in the last couple of years with my husband, who's been in and out of the hospital, he's dying, he's not dying, he's da-da-da. You know, the finances, everything associated with that. Well, my anxiety level just kind of went, you know. And now anything little that happened in the house with Bill, I would just go into overdrive. But now it's different. Instead of getting up in the morning and turning on the television and see who killed who the night before or listening to politics, I get up and I get my journal out and I say, okay, what am I grateful for? I sit out on the back porch and I think my journal started off, okay, the sunlight coming through the leaves, the coolness of the air shifting on my shoulder in what I knew was going to be a hot day. My puppy, we call him Puppy, he sits on the back porch and he looks out in his domain and his little tail wags. I'm grateful to God for that. My other puppy who's blind comes and sits at my feet. I'm grateful to God for that. The leaves that wave hello. I'm grateful to God for that. And so now, I've just started, I'm only about halfway through of the 1,000. You're supposed to write 1,000 gifts of God, 1,000 things you see.
Without repeating.
Yes, without repeating. As I keep telling my husband, you've already said that. You can't do that anymore. And he says, okay. But like this morning, any pastor always gets anxious before you're here. And so what I did was this morning, when I came here, I looked at the candle and I said, thank you, God, for that light. And the joy of God came. Thank you, God, for this cross. And the joy of God came. It's all about being grateful. Being grateful puts us back in touch with God. In fact, there's a saying, the height of our joy is determined by the depth of our gratitude. Can you say that with me? I'll say it and you repeat it. The height of our joy.
The height of our joy.
Is determined by.
Is determined by.
The depth of our gratitude.
The depth of our gratitude.
let's say that again, the height of our joy.
The height of our joy.
Is determined by.
Is determined by.
The depth of our gratitude.
The depth of our gratitude.
Now let's say it together. The height of our joy is determined by the depth of our gratitude.
And we have a process. Sitting on the chairs that you're sitting in when you came in this morning is a list. It's the first 10 of your gratitude list. And we're going to take just a moment of silence and invite you to start seeing what you're grateful for. And if you so choose to work on rewiring your brain, because this will change how your brain works so that you go from wondering where God is to seeing God everywhere.
Yes.
Let's take a moment of silence, and then we will go right into the meal that Jesus offers us.
Thanks again for joining us on the Gathering Podcast. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, come and join us for worship at First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville. We have services at 8:30, 8:45, 9:45, and 11 o'clock each Sunday morning. Grace and peace, y'all.